Listen to part of a lecture in a class on Earth Science.
We've been talking about some of the effects that human beings have had on the Earth. One that you may not be aware of is that we've actually begun to change the length of the day. You know that we say that one day is the amount of time the Earth needs to spin completely around on its axis, an imaginary line that runs through the center of the Earth from north to south. And of course, there are a lot of physical forces that can affect the speed of the Earth's rotation. But there's only one that's a direct result of human activity. Since 1950, human beings have built about 10,000 artificial reservoirs all over the world. These reservoirs have redistributed a tremendous amount of the Earth's water. Water that used to be in areas near the equator, that imaginary line that runs around the middle of the Earth, is now in reservoirs in areas of different latitude. The latitude matters because, well, think of the Earth and its axis. The equator contains the areas on Earth that are the farthest away from its axis. So if water has been redistributed from equatorial regions, then wherever the water is, it's closer to the Earth's axis. It's like when ice skaters perform spins. When those skaters pull their arms in close to their bodies, they spin faster. So the Earth is spinning faster because the reservoirs have redistributed the water closer to its axis. And because the Earth is spinning faster, since 1950, the length of a day has decreased by about 8 millionths of a second. I know that doesn't sound like much, but it's significant in that this is the first time that human beings have ever had a measurable effect on the Earth's motion.